Good morning. It's April 2nd, and this is your daily brief in EU news. Here's everything you need to know. In a groundbreaking move, Germany's Hessen region has taken a bold step by legalizing cannabis for adults, setting a precedent that's stirring both excitement and concern across the country. This new legislation allows individuals over a certain age to possess up to 25 grams of cannabis for recreational use, cultivate up to 3 plants for private use, and even join non-profit cannabis clubs, limited to 500 members, marking a significant shift in the region's approach to cannabis regulation. However, the law draws a clear line by keeping the sale and commercial production of the drug firmly illegal. The decision has not come without its critics. Key opposition stems from the CDU/CSU parties, the German Police Union, and various medical associations, all voicing apprehensions about the potential repercussions on public health and safety. Concerns are particularly focused on the risk of increased drug-related issues and impaired driving incidents. Moreover, there's a looming fear among opponents that the strides made could be undone, with the Christian Democratic Party hinting at a possible reversal of the legislation should they come to power in the 2025 national elections. In response to these concerns, authorities in Hessen are gearing up for a shift in enforcement strategies. There's a consensus on the need for more rigorous enforcement, coupled with a stronger emphasis on prevention and youth protection. The aim is to navigate the new landscape created by the cannabis law effectively, ensuring that while the freedoms of adults are respected, the well-being and safety of the community, especially its younger members, remain a top priority. In a move that underscores the importance of historical sensitivity in sports, Adidas and the German Football Federation, or DFB, have halted sales of Germany's national team jerseys featuring the number 44. This decision comes after concerns were raised over the number's resemblance to the Nazi SS symbol, highlighting the impact of design in the realm of international football. Historian Michael Koenig sounded the alarm on the controversial design, prompting a swift response from both Adidas and the DFB. In a collaborative effort to address the issue, they are now working closely with UEFA to redesign the number 4. This initiative aims to sidestep future controversies and foster a more inclusive atmosphere in the sport. The debate extends beyond numbers to the colours of the kit itself. The German away kit, notable for its pink hue, has sparked a divide among fans and critics. While some applaud the choice as a nod to diversity, others lament it as a departure from tradition. Adidas, in response to the backlash, has firmly denied any intentional resemblance to Nazi symbols and has put a stop to the personalization of these jerseys. Amidst this controversy, the Euro 2024 tournament looms on the horizon, set to feature teams including the Portuguese national team from June 14th to July 14th. Adding to the narrative of change, the DFB announced a significant shift in partnerships. In 2027, they will end their long-standing relationship with Adidas, transitioning to Nike as the official kit manufacturer, thus closing a chapter that spans over 7 decades. This series of events underscores the complex interplay between history, culture, and sports. As organizations like Adidas and the DFB navigate these waters, the focus remains on promoting inclusivity and respect while honouring the traditions of the game. In a chilling reminder of the persistent threat of terrorism, Russian security forces have made significant arrests in the Republic of Dagestan. These arrests are linked to the recent terrorist attack at Moscow's Crocus City Hall, underscoring the complex web of support that enables such acts of violence. The individuals detained are accused of providing both logistical and material support to the attackers. Notably, one of the detainees has admitted to supplying weapons to those who carried out the Moscow attack. This confession, alongside a video released by the FSB, where a suspect acknowledges planning another attack in Kaspersk, Dagestan, paints a grim picture of the planned violence. The suspects, identified as foreign nationals, are believed to be linked to a faction pledging loyalty to the Islamic State group. This connection highlights the global nature of the threat posed by such organizations. Amidst these developments, Russian President Vladimir Putin has pointed fingers at Ukraine and Western countries, suggesting their involvement, though these claims have been met with denial. Further complicating the narrative, a Moscow court has ordered a 2-month pre-trial detention for a Tajik national. This individual is suspected of financing the attackers' accommodations, demonstrating the multifaceted support network behind the attack. These arrests and allegations underscore the ongoing challenges in combating terrorism, reflecting the intricate and international dynamics at play. In a heart-rending turn of events in the French Alps, the mystery of 2-year-old Emile Soleil's disappearance has taken a grim turn with the discovery of his skull nearly 9 months after he went missing. This revelation has reignited efforts to uncover the truth behind the young boy's fate. Emile Soleil vanished in a region known for its breathtaking yet treacherous landscapes, sparking an extensive search that until now had yielded more questions than answers. The area near the village of Le Vernet, characterized by its rugged and wild terrain, has become the focal point of a renewed search operation. The local community, which has been holding on to hope since Emile's disappearance, is now grappling with the tragic confirmation of his death. The emotional toll on the community is palpable as residents come to terms with the loss of one of their youngest. In response to this discovery, a significant mobilization of resources has been initiated. Approximately 100 police officers, complemented by dog teams, forensic experts, and anthropologists, are scouring the area for further evidence. This large-scale operation underscores the complexity of the terrain and the determination of the authorities to piece together the circumstances of Emile's death. The investigation into Emile's demise is multifaceted, with authorities considering various possibilities, including an accidental fall, involuntary homicide, or murder. The exact cause of death remains a critical piece of the puzzle that is yet to be determined. As the search continues, the focus is on gathering evidence that could shed light on the events leading to Emile's tragic end. In a tragic turn of events near the Swiss alpine ski resort of Zermatt, an avalanche has claimed the lives of 3 individuals and left another injured, marking a somber moment in the region's winter season. This incident, which occurred on Monday in the off-piste sector of the Riffelberg area, has sparked a major search and rescue operation, despite challenging weather conditions that have made the efforts particularly difficult. Rescue teams are currently engaged in a desperate search for at least 3 individuals who are missing following the avalanche. The operation has faced significant hurdles due to the bad weather and the area being heavily covered in snow, which has led to a temporary halt in the search efforts. As of now, the identities of the victims remain unknown, underscoring the urgency and sensitivity of the ongoing rescue and recovery operations. This tragic event is part of a distressing pattern of avalanches in Switzerland this winter, bringing the total number of fatalities to 14. The community and rescue teams are working tirelessly to locate the missing individuals and provide support during this difficult time. The situation in Zermatt serves as a stark reminder of the dangers posed by avalanches, especially in off-piste areas, and the importance of caution in these treacherous conditions. This has been your daily brief in EU news. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.